Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is October 2nd, 2025, and here are our top stories. Slack AI integration, AI for safety, AI regulation, AI in sports. Slack AI integration. Salesforce is expanding Slack into a powerful AI interface through new developer tools, aiming to create context-sensitive AI agents. Two key interfaces have been revealed: a real-time search API and a model context protocol server. Previously, the rich, unstructured content in Slack channels, where many companies conduct discussions, make decisions, and gather customer feedback, remained largely untapped by AI. With these advancements, developers can now build secure and context-aware AI agents that can directly interact with Slack's conversation data. This move aims to enhance productivity by reducing the need to switch between different tools, allowing tasks like updating CRM entries or addressing support requests to be handled directly in Slack. AI for safety. Generative AI has led to a surge in images depicting child sexual abuse. Now, a leading investigation agency in the United States is experimenting with AI to distinguish between AI-generated images and those involving real victims. The Department of Homeland Security's Cyber Crime Center, which combats child abuse globally, has awarded a $150,000 contract to San Francisco-based Hive AI. This company's software can identify AI-generated content. Hive's CEO, Kevin Guo, confirmed their algorithms are being used for child sexual abuse material detection. According to government data, incidents involving generative AI are expected to rise by 1,325% in 2024, necessitating automated tools for efficient data processing. AI regulation. California's new AI Safety and Transparency Law, SB 53, shows that regulation doesn't have to slow AI development. The law, signed by Governor Gavin Newsom, requires major AI labs to disclose their safety and security measures, focusing on preventing their models from causing catastrophic risks, like cyber attacks on critical infrastructure or aiding in bioweapon production. Companies must adhere to these protocols, with enforcement by the Office of Emergency Services. Some AI firms reportedly relax safety standards under competitive pressure, but this law aims to ensure they maintain their existing promises without cutting corners. Public opposition to SB 53 was quieter compared to its predecessor, SB 1047, despite Silicon Valley's general resistance to AI regulations. AI in sports. Amazon Web Services is changing the way fans experience NBA games for the 2025 to 2026 season. Using advanced AI and intricate movement tracking, NBA Inside the Game will offer fans more detailed player metrics. Imagine tracking individual defenders during offensive plays or gauging the difficulty of each shot. This AI technology monitors 29 body parts of every player, feeding movements into the system to reveal previously unmeasured aspects of basketball. Metrics like expected field goal percentage predict shot success, while a new stat called gravity highlights individual player advantages. Fans can access these insights during live broadcasts and via the NBA app and website. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.